Classic rock, but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
Get down as a looper and a course over there in Himalayas.
A looper?
A looper. You know, a caddy, a looper. Jock. So I tell them I'm a pro jock. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. The 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes, the grace, bald. Striking. So I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter, the Lama. Long. Into a 10,000-foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. Do you know what the Lama says?
No.
Gunga Galunga. Gunga Gunga Lagunga. So we finish 18, and he's gonna stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me.
Get ready for the alarm.
Welcome to Metal World Monday.
I think it is.
Oh, wow. That is really, that will get your blood pumping, like a shot of adrenaline. Get ready for the launch. In a lot of ways, today is like a launch. It's our first day of senior week.
Mm-hmm.
I already missed the first event, so I feel going exactly how I expected. No worries. Do your thing.
That's what this week's all about.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got the tropical weather outside our windows.
That's right. It's gorgeous out today. Reed, you look dapper as ever.
Oh, thank you. There's only more dapperness to come.
Yeah, so okay. You just give them a little taste, but we got to keep them on the line. Oh, lordy.
We've already got a caller.
Do we have a caller already?
Oh, my God.
I've messed this up, like, most of the time. Hey, caller, you're live on Metal World Monday.
Hello, is this Peter?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, it is. Hi, caller. How are you?
Man from far, far away. We have,
We travel a long way.
Yeah, some from Turkey, some from, where are you from, Richard?
I'm from Southern States.
Southern States, and I'm from Dusseldorf, Germany.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, wow. So you traveled a long way to get on the phone to call?
No, the airways are traveling long way.
Oh, yes.
I love your accent.
It's a virtual traveler.
Where are you?
We're here in the Somerville area.
Right. I hear you give callers a good question when they call in there, and we answer.
Normally we do, but I don't want to trouble a foreigner with something complex.
Oh, no.
We work on our English with answering questions.
What are you guys doing tonight? What's your plan for tonight?
Oh, we have big senior gala, and then I hear this house at 12 Upland Road. Somerville is, I think that's where you live, right?
Yeah, that is where I live, actually.
Oh, the return of our famous segment, giving our addresses out.
That's great. It's going to be popping off tonight, people are saying? Or at least
yes,
everyone from Dusseldorf will be there?
Address.
Well, now the people know. God bless you guys. We have lots
Thank
of fans
God
out in Dusseldorf.
Have, How many viewers do you have on right now?
I think it's just us talking. This is like nearly a close. It's like a close nice call. So nothing to worry about, so for
I
sure.
Think it's safe with us.
Hey, you guys sound like a good time. Let me be honest. Maybe we could go chain hack darts later if that's something you're interested in.
Okay. Well, have a good show.
Okay. God bless, boys.
We love the Germans.
Thank you. We love you. Wow. So that was the Germans. They are always calling in.
They are calling in day and night. They don't understand social norms, but you gotta. It's endearing.
It's super endearing, and you know what? Hearts of gold.
Hearts of gold. They never did anything wrong.
Yeah,
except that one time.
Except for the one time. Well, there it is, right there. Thank you for calling in, Dusseldorf, and I think there was a Turkish gentleman on the line.
Who's to say?
They just sound like they have a lot of love to give, and they're ready to party.
Yeah, I think
at our address. So, I'm gonna go check to see how many people are listening, and then file a police report.
We need bodyguards.
We'll be back. Yeah, we're gonna be hiring some bodyguards. If anyone has the credentials, that'd be great. Just call in. Here's a song. That's why people come on to the show and listen in, is to listen to us sing over the songs.
Mm-hmm. That's their favorite segment.
That is their favorite segment. I forgot to say, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. Very unprofessional.
God,
I was supposed to say that 10 minutes
ago. This is like our last show, and you're still forgetting to say that.
I know, but you know what? We learn the rules so that we can break them.
Ooh,
just like
wow.
Picasso did.
Is that what the Dalai Lama taught you?
Yeah, big hitter, the Lama. He said to me, Gunga Galunga. Gunga Lagunga.
Gunga Lagunga.
Listen, I'm depressed today. Let's play Why Is Pete Upset Today?
Oh, I love it.
Just got absolutely dominated by my report card. Sorry, Mom.
Do we still call them report cards in college?
What would you call them?
My grades.
It's the same thing.
Well, I'm not reporting it to anyone.
Well, I got to report it to my family and say, hey, I absolutely blew it in this class. I think there's been a mistake, though, genuinely in my heart of hearts. But it's got me really sad. And then we played that song that's kind of
ooh, Peter.
Sorry, am I bringing the mood
pumpkin
down?
Pumpkin eater.
All right, let's get mood back.
This is not what senior week is all about. You're talking to a man who lost both his feet in a soccer accident just 2 days ago.
Removed
from my body. And my spirits are way up in the sky.
That's true.
I have a Salonpas patch on my back warming my muscle spasms, giving me that good heat,
mm-hmm.
Reed, and I'm ready to rumble.
For context, Reed tried to play sports for the first time in years and immediately had to be carted off the field. It was like when SpongeBob entered the salty spittoon and slipped on an ice cube. That's basically what happened.
Are you saying they took me to Weenie Hut General?
They took you to Weenie Hut General to get your feet amputated.
No. They don't perform amputations at Weenie Hut General.
No.
They couldn't handle it.
They couldn't handle it. What do you think they make the weenies out of?
No.
Amputated feet. All right. Here's music.
Really pulling the curtain back, are you?
Yeah. We truly are seeing how the sausage is made. Okay. I'm playing music to get tempo back up, and then we're coming back. I'm not going to say with a brand new segment because that's a lot of pressure. By the end of the show, we'll have at least one new segment.
That's equal pressure.
Same thing, but we have more time this way. Here's the music.
Now, baby, ain't it? But I'm willing if you're willing. I'll be see-through. to forget it, but it's only gonna stop us if we let it. Yeah, it hit me like a gunshot, and from then till my burial plot, I'ma roll these dice until I hit the jackpot. Baby, no, I learned my lesson. Love was never my profession. I'm just learning as we're growing and progressing. No one ever meant to hurt you. It's myself I did invert you. Now my mind is ready to give all of nurture.
Clearly, your mom doesn't... Oh, I forgot to text my mom. I'm on air.
I did forget. I texted her, and I immediately knew she was going to call because I said I did not do well in one of my classes.
Because mom, you texted her that, or because you said it on air?
Both, probably. I'm on the show. When you call, it ruins the music.
Please do better, even though you won't have any opportunities to do better. Mad at you forever. Love your son. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Shout out to all the moms. Remember when that one guy called the show talking about his mom?
Yes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that was.
What else do we have to talk about? Tonight's the big night of the big senior dance.
Ooh. It is... It is the night of the big senior dance. And I don't want to jinx it, but I think my crush is going to be there.
Really?
I've been practicing some moves.
Okay.
You know, shopping cart, bus driver,
yeah.
You know, moonwalk.
She's going to love that.
People have really been loving Michael Jackson recently, so I'm sure they're going to play his music. So I'll have a chance to break that one out.
Ample opportunity for that.
And so hopefully my bone contusions and feet blisters heal by then.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah,
that would be great, man.
Do you think you'll be able to snowball with her at the end of the night?
What?
Like at a bar mitzvah. You of all people.
You know, I've been to like 2 bar mitzvahs.
What? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I didn't have a lot.
I've been to more bar mitzvahs than you.
I know you have.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, it must be nice.
I told you the best part I ever went to was Max Klein's bar mitzvah.
Yes. Oh, you mentioned that quite recently on the show.
On the show. Right. So a long-time listener will know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play music because, you know what, I just feel like giving a gift to the people. Usually we use this time as very selfish time to get our voices heard. And not
you think that you think they don't want that?
I'm not sure that they do.
Oh, then what's this all been
about? What's this all been about?
If I can't scuba, what's this all been for?
If I can't scuba... What is that from?
The Office.
The Office. All right. We're playing more tunage. Shout out to my friggin' dogs. Shout out to Oni Bones. That last song was for legit, just for Oni. That's all there is to. That's.
Don't do this thing that you're doing.
I actually
it's
went
the night at the museum.
Yes, thank you. I was doing that bit for months where like you start a sentence and you just can't finish it. And then that actually became my life for a while. And no one knew I was joking. And then I was like, wait, am I joking or can I not finish a sentence? It took so long to get out of that.
Pete, it was scary and we all hated it.
I internally was laughing harder than anyone because there was no external laughter.
Tends to be what happens.
All right, we're going to play a song and just pray my mom doesn't call me. So here it goes.
Thank you.
you power, won't you take it all? Look me in my iris, I can read your silence. When everything is a riot, you're my peace and quiet. All around we go, your loving is like a kaleidoscope. I don't wanna come down, keep spinning me round and round and round and round and round. Wanna seize the throne, but what would you do with all that control? Till you said you would cut off the whole world, if little old me would be yours. Whoa. Mira, mira, míralo, papi está rico, papi está guapo. The world's been asking us to lose control, all we ever do is French like Bridget Bardot.
Nothing can faze me. Place the spark in my life back. Now I want to show you how I thank that. Don't think you can lie, I can see through your mind. Don't lose this, we have it all. The
So we gotta do the PSA.
No.
We do.
No.
Legally we have to.
No.
This is probably the hardest test we've had yet for Riedel.
And I don't think it's quite apropos.
I might have to choose a different techno song.
It's really long. So Pete picked this one out, and it's really long, and he's not keeping in mind that I have a dual foot injury, which mm-hmm. might make this more difficult.
It could. Listen, man, I'm going to play a song. I don't know when it drops.
Well, so...
I think you're going to have, like, a minute 15, so...
Okay.
Don't rush. Make sure our readers can hear it, because sometimes I let you just slur your words, and it's not kosher.
What? I never slur.
We'll talk about this off the air. Here we go.
Know your cell phone rights.
Wait.
You just said, here
wait
we go.
For the music.
Know your cell phone rights. Whether you're talking, taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code, password, and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to your search, your vehicle, or your phone is, no, officer, I do not consent to a search.
No.
Thank you. Finally, remember, the police can always ask
happening.
You to judge
it's
for a search
right
warrant,
now.
So think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts.
Are you close to being done? Can you point to the page? Oh no, not even. Well, you're pretty close. Dude, you had a whole 15 seconds extra than you normally get. But this
is a lot longer than the typical one.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish.
And it has words like unanimously.
Yeah.
And cell phone.
Well, I completely understand what you're saying.
That last sentence was, finally remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Well done, Riddle. You were set up to fail in that one.
Just like most of my life.
I
told you I didn't want to play sports, Onat. God!
They tricked you.
They tricked me so good.
Yeah. All right. Well, music's coming for sure.
See, like, why can't I do this one? This one's two sentences.
What is it? It literally says don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
That's it.
Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tulsa. See, these... I should have started there. Yeah. And then...
Well, now we don't have to do one next week, I'm pretty sure.
Is that how it works? Yeah. Oh, we can store them up?
We should just have a show where we do all our PSAs at the beginning.
Yes.
And then go weeks without having to do one.
So do one in which... You just embarrassed me for the full hour for not being able to read quick enough. And then
that would be maybe like we could sub and do a segment like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that plenty of people are skipping time. We could find some sub times for all the Meta World followers out there. Definitely be following the gram meta.world.monday.
Ooh, some prime content.
We had the old Instagram that was at World Pete.
And that's a bad Instagram.
Okay.
Well, we can just say it.
It
was inactive.
I would have been more comfortable with me saying it because it's my account.
Pete, I have to be completely honest with you. I never followed it.
Are you serious? We need to talk. That's a big deal if true. Huge if true.
Huge if true?
Huge if true. You know,
oh, my Greek cousin.
Yeah.
Huge if true.
I'm peeved.
Not this Hugh.
The point is, Hubie Dooby Doo.
Where are you?
Okay, this is, again, the part of the show where things start to stop making sense to most people. But if you followed it, there was a Greek man reference, followed by a Jimmy Neutron reference, followed by a Scooby-Doo reference.
Yes.
We're going to play music, and I'm really sorry about how things are going.
They always say, make sure you allow some dead air on the radio.
Yeah. People love dead air. They start checking their radio volume. They're like, something.
Is this thing on?
Oh, tap, tap, tap. Uh-huh. Hello?
What am I going to do? Be a chef? Just chop, chop, chop all day?
Oh, Mike looks a little lonely. Let's kiss. Give him a kiss.
give the mic a little kiss. Oh, God.
I think, again, this is one of those days where the show is based a lot in physical comedy, which doesn't lend itself nicely to a radio format. But we
believe in listeners' ability to have imagination.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't correct, what I said. But
I thought it was pretty eloquently put, actually.
Yes.
How about that?
Here, listener, we're going to hit you something that we know you like. Nay. Love, a segment that we haven't done in quite some time, but
delay the saying the name because I don't have one ready.
One that is popular, tasteful, witty.
Okay, we're ready.
And dare I say, innovative. We're ready.
We're ready. Yeah.
We're hitting you with some Drake and Drake.
On your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your style.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for.
I never thought that it'd be so simple, but I found a way, I found a way.
And I always thought that it'd be too crazy, but
I found a way, I found a way. If you open up your eyes, see what's inside. It's gonna take some time to realize.
Wow.
Apparently that song goes on for 3 minutes.
That's insane. There can't be 3 minutes of that.
Yeah. Ah. It's a pretty good song as far as that goes. I've always been a big fan. That was Drake and Drake. And we haven't done Drake and Drake in a while, so it felt good.
We haven't done Drake and Drake since it was sweater wearing season.
That's true, and here I am wearing a sweater. Darn it.
What's going on here?
I don't know. I'm upset. We've already established that, though. What are we gonna do now? We never thought this far ahead.
I don't know.
I never thought I'd get this far.
Should we do normal music?
No,
not normal music. Who would want that?
He's going
to therapy.
That boy needs therapy. I was gonna play this song that everyone likes because I was watching that movie that everyone likes.
Slumdog Millionaire. Jai Ho?
No, Rushmore.
Wow, you are Jason Schwartzman.
I love Jason Schwartzman. I actually have a close personal friend who was Jason Schwartzman's personal assistant for 2 years.
Wow, way to name drop.
Yeah. So you could say if I had to get on the phone, I could get on the phone with someone so that I could get on the phone with him.
2 degrees of separation with Jason Schwartzman.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. All right, I'm going to play this song and... that's just how it's gonna be.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
that trap you and that use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, the can-can such a pretty show to steal your heart away. The backstage back on earth again. The dressing rooms are great. They come on.
Yeah, you're really throwing us into it, just like I said you do.
Yes, you know what? Because I'm tired of normal music, and I'm tired of just things being the way they're supposed to be. Let's just throw a wrench in it, respect the creative process, throw caution by the wayside, to the wind. That's right. And just do things the way we want to do them.
Yeah.
We have the tools to be our own boss. I don't care that I got a C+.
Yeah.
There, it's out in the open now.
Wow.
This is therapeutic.
You are, you know, waving your dirty laundry out.
And you know what, Mom? If you're listening, please don't call angrily because it will be playing on my computer. I don't want to answer that call on the air. And you know what, Mom? I'm sorry. Honestly, I think it was a mistake. I haven't been thinking about it all show. It really ruined this freaking show.
Maybe you weren't thinking about it, but it's clear that your face was.
I was definitely thinking about it.
Am I sad in here, or is it just my face?
It's just my fucking...
Oh, jeez.
Sorry about that. That was rude and frankly inappropriate. Good thing our voices sound similar.
Insubordinate and trollish. I had enough to hear with you, A.A. Ron.
A.A. All right, we need to play music and get out of here. Because, frankly, they're already tailing us.
The cops are on their way.
I'm sorry.
They are angry about your C+.
The good news is we do have one last show as Metal World Monday, as you know it. We have one show next week. And that'll
be the last one.
Expect tears.
I thought you were expectors. Saying... Yeah, that's what I thought you were Expect her, and barely know her.
Expect her. So it's going to be really emotional, but that's just how
we're going to be pulling out all the stops.
Mm-hmm.
Be forewarned.
15 new segments. Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
I might write a letter to listener.
Ooh.
Look out for that. Follow.
Oh, we might actually prepare that show.
I know, which would be cool for the last show. So meta.world.monday, follow. T-shirts come in this week. And that's going to be, that's a big one.
That's so big.
Definitely order those. We've already sold like a third of them before they even got here. So that's good.
We've been counting our chickens before they hatch.
Yeah. Yes, we have. Okay, so this is a song. And if you like it, you should watch the music video.
That's fair.
Okay. You did it again. I specifically asked you not to call me during the show hours.
Wow. This has been a roller coaster of a mother and son's relationship. We're watching it all unfold here, listener. And if you're not crying your eyes out by the end, you're heartless.
We still have 2 minutes. I'm gonna play more music in this last 2 minutes. Hey, now you're starting to get it. That one goes out to Anna. She'll get it.
She doesn't listen.
She never listens. All right, we're going to play the last song we've got.
Calling you out.
All right.
Yes. Let's hear it. It's a fan favorite and a me favorite.
Here it goes. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Mom, don't call me for another 4 minutes, please.